discussion on the integration of a gender perspective and appreciates that the UN human rights mechanisms address the mainstreaming of women. We witness the ever-growing issue of gender-based violence globally, including the use of rape and sexual violence as a weapon of war across all conflicts, but also femicide, among others. Despite the focus on education on GBV globally, cases of GBV are ever-growing and exacerbated by conflict, insecurity, and emergencies. Yet women continue to be excluded from many conversations and discussions that ultimately affect them. We condemn that during the last Doha meeting, Doha 3, women were excluded from high-level discussions with the Taliban, and this on request from the Taliban. This is unacceptable. There should be no UN-led meetings or discussions with the Taliban if women, who are institutionally excluded from all aspects of the society in Afghanistan, are not included. Similarly, Yazidi victim survivors of the Daesh atrocities, many of whom are victim survivors of conflict-related sexual violence, have not been consulted before the decision was made to close UNITAD. There must be no discussion about women and girls without their full participation. Unfortunately, this trend continues across too many situations. Darbari calls upon this council and the High Commissioner to ensure that women and girls fully participate in all UN-led initiatives and ensure that women and girls, and especially victims, survivors of atrocity crimes, are heard and are fully involved in all decisions that concern them. I thank you.
The floor now is for ASEAN Pacific Resource and Research Center for Women, ARO.